You're listening to a podcast from 702.
All right, time now to check our stories on the rest of the continent. Good morning to you, Crystal. Happy Friday. Listen, Tanzania is really becoming an issue. We've seen, of course, the harassment of journalists, but also this anti-gay crackdown. And now, of course, major donors want to withhold aid.
Yes, good morning, Bongani. So Tanzania is a country reliant on international donors for funding of key projects. And donors don't take kind when human rights violation, as you mentioned, with journalists and the anti-gay crackdown happened. And so now we see Denmark, which is Tanzania's second largest donor, said it will withhold $10 million worth of aid, citing unacceptable homophobic comments and concerns, and of course, the human rights situation. Now, Denmark provides about $60 million annually, Bongani, funding key projects in that country, and they say they're really assessing what's happening. Then, of course, the European Union has already recalled their ambassador, also citing the human rights issue, the rule of law, and of course, the fact that they had proposed this gay task team to basically fish out any person who's gay. Of course, the government has now distanced itself from that task team announcement, but of course, the EU saying a broader review of its relations is now underway. And then also the World Bank also withholding $300 million after President Magufuli's government reaffirmed its policy of banning pregnant girls from school. Now, they say this is, of course, a real issue because the World Bank is encouraging young women to go to school. Also, Magufuli's government said that they would arrest, and it's a crime if anyone questions official statistics. And the World Bank says this will simply undermine the production of any data. And so we see that more and more opposition groups and the international community have come really raising the growing intolerance in that country. The Tanzanian government has not commented on all these issues of the World Bank and Denmark withholding funding. And it's likely, Bongani, that I think President Magufuli will just hit back and saying, well, we don't need your money. But of course, this is what's happening in Tanzania, Bongani.
I mean, it's a meltdown before our very eyes. That's extraordinary. That's just unbelievable. Trust us. Don't question us or we'll jail you. And of course, very quickly, Crystal, a runoff likely then in Madagascar, where the two former presidents in that contest are in a tight race.
Yes, Bongani, look, it seems likely that no one is receiving that 50 plus one to become Madagascar's president. So we will eventually see a runoff in December between, of course, former DJ Andre Rajoelina and, of course, the milkman, also known as Mark Ravalomanana. And so they will face off. The third candidate received less than 10% of the vote, and they say voter turnout was about 57%. Now, the election observer group gave the elections a thumbs up, SADC saying that the election was peaceful. The European Union said there were minor irregularities, but both, all the observer missions were quite shocked at the amount of money that was spent on that November 7th poll, given the extreme poverty in that country. And it's likely, Bongani, that even more money is going to be spent in the next month for that presidential poll that's happening on the 19th of December. Of course, politics on the island have always been contested. These two candidates do not like each other, Bongani. I mean, the one was in power, then the one kicked him out via a coup. So there's real bitterness between these candidates. So, of course, the island nation is really hoping that they'll have a peaceful transfer of power. So we'll have to wait and see how that unfolds, Bongani.
All right, we'll leave it there with this morning's Africa Report with Crystal Audison.